Today's daf is Maseches Bav Metzia Daf Tes Zayin. We learn in a Braisa on Amud Aleph. If a person says, "Whatever I am going to inherit from my father is sold to you," futures, it's all going to be sold to you already. You get that which I'm going to inherit from today. Or a person says, "Whatever my net catches is going to be sold to you." The Gemara says, the Braisa says, "Lo Amar Klum." That is baseless. You can't sell something that you haven't yet received. It's based on the principle, Ein Adam Makne Davar Shelo Bala Olam. As we discussed many times before, you cannot acquire something that has not yet come into the world, come into one's possession. But if a person says, whatever I inherit today, or what my net catches today, is sold to you, Dvarav Kayamin. In this case, his words are upheld and effective. The Gemara, of course, asks, why should there be a difference? The latter case is also davar shelo bala olam. Your net hasn't caught anything yet. You haven't inherited anything yet. So the Gemara answers, case of the father was when the father was going to die at any moment. He was goses, at the end of his life. Son needed to raise money to bury him. Therefore, the rabbis established that a sale would be valid, even though he hasn't yet received the inheritance, so he can have that money from the sale to be able to tend to the respect of burial of his father. And in terms of the sale of what would get caught in the net on that day, he was in need of livelihood. Kedei chayav. He needs to live. He needs to have sustenance. And that's something that's immediate. And therefore the sale, in that case, as well will be valid. I saw a very interesting paralleling with the sale of the Bechora, the birthright between Yaakov and Esav, where Yaakov says, Vayomer Yaakov, machra kayom et bechora chali. He says to Esav, sell the right to the bechor, to the firstborn, right? I want you to sell that to me today. So the Or Chaim HaKadosh asks, bechor azu shekona mimenu, yeshba pratim shein bimitziyut el b'mot aviv. There's certain things in this special right that he's going to be given that aren't in reality, that don't exist yet, that aren't yet in his. You can't sell something that isn't his. That's only after their father Yitzchak would die. V'heim dvarim shelo bala olam. He asked that question. V'ein adam makne davar shelo bala olam. Asking essentially the question the Gemara asks on the beginning of the Braisa. So there would potentially be three elements of inheritance. One, the first being the avodat ha-korbanot, service of the sacrifices, which at that moment in history belonged to the firstborn. That was before the Chet HaEgel, of course. Like Rashi says there, that Yaakov felt it needed to be taken away from Esav. Ein rasha zeh kedai shekiv kosh baruch hu. It's not as appropriate for this evil person, Esav, to be sacrificing animals. The second part of the inheritance is the double payment, the pishnaim reward that goes to the eldest in the family. And the third part of the inheritance is the kavod, the honor, the authority, the srara granted to the eldest. Both the service of the korbanot, that honor, that ability of the firstborn, and the honor and authority given were in existence at that time. So the one that was lo bala olam, that didn't exist yet, was the monetary payment. That would be part of the inheritance money. That was not yet in existence. Or Chaim HaKadosh says, brilliantly, this is why Yaakov said to Esav, sell it to me hayom, sell it to me today, as the halacha in Choshen Mishpat, Reshit Aleph Beis, brings based directly on our Gemara, a poor hunter who has nothing to eat and says, Mashi Aleba Mitzudati Hayom, what comes into my net today? Machor Lecha, it's going to be sold to you. The sale is valid because it's this man's livelihood on the line. Kedei Chayav, a person may even sell a Davar Shelo Balolam, something that doesn't yet come into this world. And with Esav, he says, Ein lecha takanat mishum kedei chayav gadol mizu. Esav was in a serious need, and therefore the sale can be effective based on this principle. Incredible how interconnected ideas in Torah are. We have a braita from Bav Metzia Tes Zayin about a case of a person with their saying what they're going to sell from their father's inheritance, and that idea can shed light on an age-old question of the commentaries on the sale of the birthright. Ashreinu, matov chokeinu, that we have the Torah that's interconnected throughout.